trained to develop good character and also to properly honor all Vaishnavas. And then once in San Diego, he said to me, no lusty person should be allowed into the school. At which point I responded, then I should leave Gurudev. And he said, no, not like that. He said, I don't want what happened to many of the children in ISKCON to happen in the school. And then finally, the last instruction we got this year, he said, I only want jewels should come out of this school. So we pray for his mercy that we can somehow, or other, despite our own lack of qualification, fulfill his desire. The program we have at the school is very simple. For an hour and a half in the morning, we pretty much follow the Mat program. We have bhajans, starting with Guru Parampara, then all the way through, and we discuss what the importance of bhajans and what is the meaning of the different bhajans. This year we've been learning Bhagavad Gita shlokas, which the children will demonstrate later. And also we've been studying the 64 qualities of Krishna, which are given in the Nectar of Devotion, the Prabhupada translated from Srila Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And then we have academics, and Satchinandan Prabhu is a licensed teacher in the state of California. So therefore we have a connection with the Charter School of California. So our academic program is, if not up to, it's better than the standard that most people get, because we're able to give more of a personalized approach in their education. And in the afternoon, just before lunch, Sachi gives this very, very nice class, where he goes over the word-for-word meanings of the different bhajans that we chant. And it really is a very special class. He does it very expertly with printed sheets, and the children get tested on it, and they learn them. And then when we sing the bhajans, the children are able to go deeper into the songs. And then we continue our academics. And then in the afternoon, Sachi takes the younger children and is giving them an overview of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Nichi Manjari and I take the older children, and we have a study group on the Janta Dharma. And that's pretty much our program. And this year we'll be expanding. Gopinandini now will be starting an ashram for young women in the trailer park. We already have a place, and some of the girls are living there. And so if anyone is interested in student life, serious student life, even if they're ready to graduate high school or beyond, if they want student life, because there seems to be a need for that for some of our young women. And Gopinandini is facilitating. And my house is now opened up as a place, a boarding house for boys. So any boys that Gurudev would like to send, we would be happy to take care of them. Gurudev did say two other things. Gurudev said that I will send, people will come to the school from all over the world. So we want to facilitate his desire. Yes. Once a month, we go down to Visalia. There's a picture we got in the newspapers, even. We do Harinam in town. We hand out literature and books. And this year, we're going to expand, especially now with the girls' ashram. We want to do street theater with the children on Harinam and go down to Southern California where the temple is being started there, and do plays and so many things, take the children on the road and make it some very interesting experiences for them. And also increase the sense of preaching mission of Srila Gurudev as well, the mode of compassion upon the fallen conditioned souls. And lastly, we've also written a song for Gurudev, because we heard that sometimes he likes to hear songs in English language. So we've taken the song Gurudev Dayakurake, and we've put it into English, and as best as we could. And the children would like to sing it to our Gurudev. And if you want to sing along with us or just join in the refrain, this is our offering to our Gurudev in the new version of the school. After that, the children will chant some verses, and we hope the Gurudev will speak to us. Where's the book?
Okay.
We have also a little presentation for Gurudev. Bhakti, you want to give it to your Gurudev? This is, the book was put together by K. Kanta and Raghavata, the two Snells, with the help of all the other children. Every child has written an offering, and the song we're going to sing is right there, Gurudev, which you just turned the page. And there's a picture and an offering from each child in there. And we hope you accept it. Okay, are you ready? That's it, you're going to play the Ganga cartels. Gurudev, please accept me in your heart.
Song is here in the beginning.
Make me yours.
The song that they are singing now. Here.
Chintadidi and Rishad Devabhu have opened up their house where they live, and we have part of our school and classes there. So they, it's a very big sacrifice for them, and we want to acknowledge that. And the house is owned by Nanda Gopal, so we thank him for letting us use it as well. And also, Namachalu Neguna for all their support. is here, but he helped make this Vyasa-san along with Gopinandini and Jayashri making the cushions, which we did, and he can probably fix everything in this world except for my heart. And that is Madan, is Madan here? Bhakti Samaraj asked if he could fix his harmonium, and I'm sure he could. Now, one more thing, we just like to have the children we learned many verses this year, and the children each chosen one of the verses that we've learned to recite before Gurudev, and if he wants to ask them something about the verse, they're also prepared for that. But just for the sake of time, we'll have them chant it. And we're just going in order of the verses, not in order of the children. So, Rasik Mohan Prabhu. We'll chant the Sanskrit responsively, and the English will just speak himself.
Mike, can you give the mic?
Passes around.
Karpanya dasha pata svabhava.
Karpanya dasha pata svabhava.
Vishchami tam dharma samudha cheta.
Vishchami tam dharma samudha cheta.
Jakshe akshami shitam bruhitam me.
Jakshe akshami shitam bruhitam me.
Jishashti mam shadi mam tram prapranam.
Jishashti mam shadi mam tram prapranam.
Now I am confused about my duty and have lost all composure due to my miserly weakness. Now I'm asking you to tell me for certain what is best for me. Now I'm your disciple and a soul surrender unto you. Please instruct me.
Never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future shall any of us cease to be.
I'll introduce all the children. Rasik Mohan, Rasik is the son of Nandagopal and Manjubhasini, and Prepradeep is the son of Gopinandini and myself. And next is Govi Snell, the daughter of Nandagopal and Manjubhasini.
Marches precious to Kanteya.
Marches precious to Kanteya.
Siddharshana
Sri Krikada.
Agama Parnonichas.
Agama Parnonichas.
Tamsitikshvasamarata. O son of Kunti, when the senses come in contact with the sense objects, one experiences cold, heat, happiness, and distress. These experiences are temporary and flickering. Therefore, son of Bharat, you must learn to tolerate them.
Tell in your words what you understood. What Krishna is telling really?
Krishna is telling to Arjuna that we shouldn't see anything in this world as disturbances, but we should see them as ways to show our love to Krishna.
She's saying that the senses will get disturbed in this world, but we shouldn't see them as disturbances. Their impetus is to bring us closer to our service to Krishna. Anything else?
Oh, you should try to tolerate what? Hot. Cold. Manapaman means?
Respect and honor, dishonor.
If anyone is against you and doing so many things to you, against you, what should you do? If he is abusing you, what should you do? What you will do? If anyone abusing you, you...
My heart and I remember you.
It goes into our heart and remembers you.
It goes remembers on. You and goes into our heart. Very good.
Everything you'll have to tolerate, my boy. Don't be angry. Don't be nervous and upset. Tolerate all these things. It will come, but you'll have to tolerate.
Margalata, the daughter of Nandagopal and Manjubhasini. Margalata.
She's a student or teacher?
She's She makes teaching a joy.
Do thou fight for the sake of fighting, without considering happiness or distress, loss or gain, victory or defeat, and by so doing you shall never incur sin.
Thank you. Is Srinagar Prabhu here? Yeah. 241.
Devasaya Makabu here.
Devasaya Makabu here. Ekeya Guru
Nandana.
Ekeya Guru Nandana. Bahu Shakari Nantrascha. Bahu Shakari Nantrascha.
Udayo
Yavasayanam. Udayo Yavasayanam.
Those on this path are resolute in purpose, and their aim is one. Our beloved child of the crew is the intelligence of those who are irresolute, is many branched.
No, but what do you mean? Tell it in your own language. What you understood?
It is saying that
those
who are on the path.
What Krishna is telling?
Those who are on the path of Krishna consciousness, trying to get to Him, they are resolute in purpose and their aim is one, so they'll get there faster. But those who are irresolute, their knowledge is going different places, and they won't go back home faster. And just as the iron rod is put into a fire, it's like if you put it out and take it in, it'll never get hot. But if you leave it in, it'll warm up. That is how, like, chanting, remembering, and serving.
Very good.
Thank you. Keshava Kanta, the daughter. Everyone's the daughter.
Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth.
Oh, but in your words, Yusuf, what you understood?
Krishna here is explaining to Arjuna how to receive spiritual knowledge, and he's telling him that you must go to the bona fide spiritual master, and you must approach him with a mood of full surrender, and then make relevant inquiries, and then you should serve him like a menial servant. Actually, by our own effort, we can't do anything, but when the Guru sees our sincere endeavor, then his heart melts for us, and he can give us so much.
Okay. Well,
did Nanda make it this morning? Is Nanda here?
Nanda?
No, Nanda, big Nanda. He's very shy. I think he knew he had to do his verse. And he's
very, very. Oh, that's. See?
Govinda Jones.
Bhaktaram Jagnatapasam.
Bhaktaram Jagnatapasam.
Sarvaloka Maheshwaram.
Sarvaloka Maheshwaram.
Suhirdam Sarvabhutanam.
Suhirdam Sarvabhutanam.
Yatvamam Satyamrishati.
Yatvamam Satyamrishati.
The sages, knowing me as the ultimate purpose for all austerities and sacrifices, the greatest among all planets and demigods, and the proprietor and well-wisher of all living entities attains peace from the pangs of material miseries.
Oh, thank you.
This is the daughter of Mani Bhart, Prahlad Maharaj.
Very intelligent.
Jayashree, the daughter of Shamala. And myself.
Yomam pasuti sarvatra.
Yomam pasuti sarvatra.
Sarvam cha mai pasuti.
Sarvam cha mai pasuti.
Dasham na pranashami.
Dasham na pranashami.
Sachame na pranashati.
Sachame na pranashati.
The one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me.
What is the meaning? You understood. In your words, you can express. What Krishna is telling to Arjuna?
Krishna is saying that for a person who sees me everywhere and sees all living entities in me, that he...
Clearly, I am not...
Take microphone near your...
Clearly you should. Don't be upset, don't...
Don't be nervous.
Don't be nervous.
You should speak the meaning in your words. What Krishna is telling to do?
Krishna is saying here that if you see him everywhere and in everything, that he will never, like, he will always...
More something.
You will always be with him and he will always
be
in your heart. Awesome.
From beginning, again. If you will see everywhere me and
see everything in me, I am never lost nor is
No. One thing more. What says?
You wanted to explain the verse?
Oh, yes.
For one who is always absorbed in hearing and chanting and serving Krishna, Krishna responds by never forgetting such a devotee. Once Srila Prabhupada said, if you remember Krishna 24 hours a day, he will remember you 26 hours ago. So by giving our hearts to the service of Sri Guru, in this way we please Krishna.
What is the meaning of this slok? What Krishna is telling to do to Arjuna?
He's telling Arjuna to always remember him. And to
you
see
should him. See me in whole world, everywhere, in all atoms. And all atoms and all should be seen in me. Understand what I told?
He told that
you should see me where?
Everywhere, in the whole world, everywhere.
In all atoms, air, water, everything, ether, and all should be seen in me. Both. This and that, both. And then he cannot be destroyed.
Is
he in this pillar?
He's everywhere.
Oh no, he's everywhere.
Any, where we are?
We are in him.
Ah, yeah, very good. Thank you.
There you go.
You should explain them very clearly.
Huh?
Not they should remember the explanation from book, but they should also know exact explanation. Very good. I'm very happy. Very happy.
This is the son of Advaita Chandra Prabhu.
Can I ask a question?
What?
Is that vision in theory or is it? How is that vision?
What he's telling?
ये कह रहा है कि ये जो आपने बात कही है इसको व्यवहारिक मतलब practically कैसे समझे?
Practically.
कैसे समझे? ये पूछने जाते
हैं. Like Prahlad Maharaj.
सब में कैसे?
Or your guru will give these things, inspire all these things. Practically we see everywhere Krishna is. If Krishna is not in you, you cannot speak. No realization. No anubhuti. Anubhuti kya?
Feelings.
Huh? You cannot walk if Krishna is not there. You cannot see. We see that today we are walking and seeing us, all the cows. Oh, they stopped. Even in them, there is some realization. It is due to Krishna is there also. Like a friend. We are prominent in this body. Krishna is not doing, but he is watching.
A witness.
As a witness, everywhere. If you will not do bhajan, he will crush you. So he knows everything. But where we are? In Krishna. Otherwise we cannot survive us. This is practical. If a man is even a very little intelligent, less intelligent, he will realize. Thank you.
Shaiti Taylor is the son of Vidyata Chandra Prabhu and Radhasundari.
Oh,
Manushanam sahasreshu.
Manushanam sahasreshu.
Kaschik yatati siddhaye.
Kaschik yatati siddhaye.
Yatatam api siddhanam.
Yatatam api siddhanam.
Kaschin mam vedita tata.
Kaschin mam vedita tata.
Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection, and out of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me fully in truth.
Very good. Do you realize this truth? You should realize.
I'm trying.
What is your name?
Chaitanya. Chaitanya.
Who is Chaitanya? You this?
No.
Oh, then who is Chaitanya?
Chaitanya is Mahaprabhu.
You are talking with me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, this boy in what? Yellow dress is speaking. No? Oh, who are you? This body or in soul?
Spirit soul.
But you have some ego in this body. Oh, you will have to give up this false ego. And we should try to realize who is soul, who is super soul. This is the
essence.
Goal of his school that we should know. Thank you. Very good.
Very good. There we go. Ramdar is the son of Chaitanya Chandra, who is in Australia, but he's coming and living with
Nanda. He is my son, not of Chaitanya.
All of your son and daughters.
Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. Altogether, these eight comprise my separated material energies.
Thank you.
Very well. Gopal. He's the son of Manaram and the sister of
Sanna.
Son of Gurudev.
The brother.
Sanna?
The brother of Sudevi.
Son of Gurudev.
Son of Gurudev.
This external energy of mine, which can... This external energy of mine, which consists of the three gunas and the waters of the jivas, and is certainly very difficult to overcome. But those who take exclusive shelter in me can transcend this mind.
In your word. What are Krishna is telling to do, Arjuna?
He's saying that the three gunas are very difficult to
Who come. Will cross the endless ocean of birth and death?
Gopal is very shy. But he knows. Remember the ocean drowning?
What is the importance of taking the shelter of Krishna?
You can sit down.
No. What Krishna is telling?
This divine energy might be very difficult to overcome. The one who surrenders not to me.
This world is so hard. There's so many things here that we can do, and it's hard to overcome it. But if we surrender everything to Krishna, then we can
all kinds of suffering. What is the most high class of suffering? What? Endless chain of birth and death, suffering and sorrow. Or if anyone will take shelter of Krishna, very easily he can cross all.
Yeah.
Oh. I will again ask you later.
Madhukar, he's the son of Rishabhdev and Ms. Chintadevi.
He's a student here?
He's a student here.
Very good.
Satatam ke jayantomam.
Satatam ke jayantomam.
Yantaschaduravata.
Yantaschaduravata.
Namas Yantaschaduram Bhaktya.
Namas Yantaschaduram Bhaktya.
Nitya Yukta Pasate.
Nitya Yukta Pasate.
Always glorifying.
Always chanting.
Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination and bowing down before me. These great souls perpetually worship me with devotion.
Do you know any kirtan of Krishna? What kirtan? Or you can tell any kirtan.
Hare Krishna.
Any kirtan that you know?
One of the songs we sing.
You don't remember any kirtan?
Of course you don't.
At once, at once.
That's good.
That's good.
Do it.
Anyone?
Oh, you? Any kirtan you remember, you can tell. At once. Any kirtan you like. Yes, very good. Oh, so you... There are so many. Hari Hari Nama Krishna Jadavaya
Nama.
And so many. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bo.
Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bo.
Jai Radhe Jai Krishna Jai
Vrindavana.
Oh, so many, so many. Oh, there are so many.
Our next is Jai Hari Prabhu. Where's Jai Hari? He's recently joined us. He's the son of
Final
a Prabhupada disciple named Bhagavad Prabhu, all Prabhupada disciples.
I want that from whole world. Oh, very intelligent boys should join in this school. And we will all help this school to be an ideal school.
Aham sarvasya prabhavo.
Aham sarvasya prabhavo.
Matas sarvam pravartate.
Matas sarvam pravartate.
Iti matva vajante mam.
Iti matva vajante mam.
Buddha bhava samandita.
Buddha bhava samandita.
I am the source of both the material and spiritual emanations. Everything comes from me. The wise who are fine discrimination, they know this, so they perfectly worship me with all their hearts.
Very good.
And then there's Kishori, who is the daughter of Pran Kishore Prabhu and Champakalata Devi. Jai!
Sarvadharman Parityaja.
Sarvadharman Parityaja.
Mamekam Sharanam Vraja.
Mamekam Sharanam Vraja.
Aham sarva papebhyo.
Aham tvam sarva papebhyo.
Mokshayishyami masucaha.
Mokshayishyami masucaha.
Abandon all different types of religion and just surrender unto me. I will deliver you from all sinful reaction. Do not fear.
What is the purpose of this slope?
Well, Krishna was before and had been telling Arjuna all the different types of religion, but now he's telling him to give all that up and just to focus on surrendering unto him. Because it is the gateway to bhakti, and he's telling him that there are six principles of surrender: humility, self-dedication, accepting that he is your maintainer and guardian, knowing that he will always protect you, rejecting all things unfavorable for bhakti, and accepting all things favorable.
Very good.
And last but not least is Janava Devi, who has been a student here half the year, and hopefully she's coming back now again. And she's the daughter of Shyamala Devi and Krishna.
Man manava
mat bhakto,
man manava
mat bhakto,
man manava mat bhakto.
Man manava mat bhakto.
Man manava mat bhakto.
Madhiji mam namaskar.
Pratijano.
Meaning?
Offer your mind to me and become my devotee by performing such activities as hearing and chanting about my names, forms, qualities, and pastimes. Worship me and offer your obeisances unto me. In this way you will certainly come to me. I promise this to you truthfully because you are very dear to me.
Now we hope maybe you can say some words to these people.
Yes.
Microphone, please.
Gurave Gaurva Chandraya Radhikaya Tadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo. First of all, I'm saying that he is very happy. This person, you
so
know,
laughing
on the head of. By starting this school, fulfilling his desire. In actual sense, not for money we are doing. I know that somewhere they start a school for money, like a business. As students, they don't come in the stage of bhakti, some realization. They don't honor their father, mother, relatives,
yes,
and
okay,
Guru
yes.
Bhargava. I've seen those who read, studied in Gurukul schools in Vrindavan here and there, they become very desperate. I saw that they are beating their father, mothers, and relatives. Not chanting even. Not chanting. They don't see the necessity of having a pure guru. And I saw that they have lost faith in Gurukul, Swamiji, his preaching, even to Krishna. I don't want to make like this. I want that. From beginning, they have so much honor for their parents, for devotees, and very attraction for name, Hare Krishna. And they should learn the art of mridanga, Nagar Sankirtan, from beginning. And not only the meaning of a sloka remembering, but the purpose, understanding, and try to follow Hari Bhajan devotion line. This was my purpose, that for whole life they will be happy. But now I see everywhere the boys in Gurukul very desperate. Nonsense like creating so much problems for their family, for Guru and Vaishnava and all. Oh, thousands and thousands joined the schools, Gurukul. But I think that only some percent are good and rest has lost their careers and everything. So we don't want to make this a school. Ideally, school should be. Oh, my heartly blessings to Brijendranandan Prabhu. Nityamanjari. To Sachinandan Prabhu. To Gopanandini. His daughter also she is perhaps helping. Oh, to Nirgun Prabhu, his wife.
Nilachala.
Rishabdev Prabhu and all others.
Gopal.
Those are helping in his school without any self-gain for Krishna and for to please Gurudev they are doing. So my heartly blessings to them. Krishna should be merciful to them and sprinkle their mercy to enter in the realm of pure bhakti. Am I satisfied? Oh, Mahabharata also. Mahibharata. My family is sad. So all, for all I am giving my heartly blessing. We will help more if needed. You should make a standard more. So that all can send their children to be admitted in this school. Without any self-gain. Only for Krishna. And then I think that in very couple of years this school will be shining in everybody.
I'll be in a lot of trouble. One boy didn't get to chant his verse. Can we chant it for you? Arjuna Prabhu. The daughter, the son of Mahalakshmi and Ramachandra.
Mahabharata?
No, Ramachandra.
Ramachandra and Mahalakshmi.
Mahalakshmi. Very good.
Evam param para praptam.
Evam param para praptam.
Evam radashaya vidu.
Evam radashaya vidu.
Sakaneha mahata.
Sakaneha mahata.
Yoga nashta parantapa.
Yoga nashta parantapa.
The supreme science was thus received through the chain of specific succession, and the saintly kings understood it in this way. But in course of time, the succession was broken. Therefore, the science as it is appears to be lost.
Very good. If your father, stand up. If your father tells that don't chant Hari name, if you will chant, I will take your head. Then what should you do?
Pray to Krishna and chant.
Huh? You should not follow your father's words. Huh? And really, he comes to take your head.
I'll just chant Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Then Mahabharata will tell you that don't chant. Oh, I don't want to obey him. Oh, you should frankly tell. And you cannot cut because Krishna is shaving me. How you can? Very boldly. Like Prahlad. You should all be like that. Go, Prema. You should go.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This ends the class on the 1st of June in Badger, California. In the morning, year is 2002. Hare Krishna.